You're listening to Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Personality, musical talent, and uncanny wit have made the show a huge hit.
On the KKLZ Morning Show.
KKLZ! Okay, Gina, real quick, what are you wearing right now this morning?
Pajamas.
I love it. Good. Good. That's a rocker right there.
Now, are they makeshift pajamas like t-shirts, boxer shorts from a guy that used to date or what?
No, they're my brand new pajamas. They're really cool and they're silky and lovely and wonderful to sleep in. And I'm sitting in bed waiting for room service.
Oh, man. You know what? I think we're done here. Oh, my gosh. We had to have somebody bring us an Egg McMuffin and oh, my God.
Hey, that's usually what we have to get to, you know, I got a day. Well, oh, my God. Yeah. Actually, we had a day off yesterday, but it was really a travel day. And we have been working pretty hard and I'm pretty exhausted. So I am not moving out of this bed until I have to go to sound check.
Right
well,
on.
I am going to get up, but I have to go to sound check at 3:45. So I'm just going to lay around, take it easy.
Gina, are you a daytime TV watcher?
You know, I can be, but not always. And if I do watch daytime TV, it is always TCM because that's all I watch are old films. That's it. That are documentaries. That's my life.
Well, this is funny. We were just talking about this the other day, trending. What was trending for women?
It was a hashtag on Twitter. It was hashtag name your vagina, Gina. And it was the last movie that you watched. What would it be?
The Maltese Falcon.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect. Right there. Oh, my gosh.
That's the name. That's your name.
That's perfect. I think we're done.
Okay.
And I only caught that because I don't know where we were the other day, and they had TCM. I thought, I'll just turn it on. And then it was Maltese Falcon, and I was so excited.
There you go. That's the name of your V now.
Wow.
From now on.
That's right. That's how it's addressed now.
Okay. So the Go-Go's.
Hey, you two sound like you're cracked, both of you.
We are, Gina. We are.
So on the beach, Mandalay Bay, it's the Go-Go's, and this has been going. Did you think it would go on this long, Gina?
Yes and no. It's like sort of, it's a very strange thing because part of me is like, well, of course, yes, this is what I do. This is all I've ever done my entire adult life.
Right.
And the other part of me is like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm still doing this.
Yeah.
I've been doing it my entire adult life. It's really a strange, wonderful thing.
Man, and you started with the Go-Go's. You were just a teen. What were you, 18, 19 years old?
I was 21, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, and you're
I was quite an adult.
Okay.
Yes, very well experienced by then.
Yeah, yeah, worldly. Very worldly at that point.
Right.
But the Go-Go's are not the only band you have played with. I mean, you have played with some pretty amazing people.
I played with Mellencamp for a minute there. And,
okay. Did you work with Alanis?
I wrote with Alanis. I'm a songwriter as well, and I wrote with her when she first got into L.A., my God, before Glenn Ballard got a hold of her and made her into a huge star.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Gina, how scary was she to be around
when she was writing, Gina?
Very upset?
No, this is before she got angry, you guys.
Yeah.
She was just this sweet girl from Canada.
Wow.
She wasn't angry until Glenn got her, and I don't know what happened.
It always takes a man. I get it. It does.
I guess so. She got angry and rich.
Damn her.
Yeah, exactly.
But as you talk about being at that age with the Go-Go's, I read, and you never know what's true or not, but you used to play with a band called Edie and the Eggs?
That's true. And if it wasn't for Edie and the Eggs, I don't know that the Go-Go's would have ever happened because Edie was an actress. Well, I guess you could call her an actress. She was in John Waters films.
Oh, love it. Wow.
From Baltimore, of course, our beloved John Waters. And she had a thrift store. And one day she said, oh, Gina, I'm going to put together a punk rock band. Do you want to be in it? And I was like, sure, Edie. And thanks to Edie, you know, I traveled first time when I was like 19. I got on a plane for the first time. Flew to Los Angeles and San Francisco and did New York and played, you know, Max's Kansas City and CBGB's and the Fillmore. I mean, it was pretty cool thing to happen. And then when I got back to Baltimore, I was like, okay, I'm done with this. I am going either to New York, San Francisco, or L.A., and I'm going to be a rock star.
Gina, I got to ask you one other thing. And I used to play drums when I was younger. Mike actually was a pretty good drummer. We always talk about having to be in drum shape. How do you have to work on that? I mean, you take time off, obviously. Do you have to work on that? Because you got to be in good shape.
No, you know what I do, actually, because, okay, here's my life is that I live in San Francisco, and I'm in L.A. all the time, because what I do when I'm not working with the Go-Go's is I'm writing songs. And so what I do when we get ready to do a tour, or I get in the studio and work usually about 2 weeks before everyone else. And I just go in every single day for a couple hours and play and play and play. And then I also have recordings of our shows, and I will play with different recordings and then just play by myself for an hour, you know, and that's how I get in shape. Then everyone else comes in, you know, for in 2 or 3 weeks, and then we rehearse as a band for a week or so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Belinda can just stroll on in and, you know, and just sing a few, you know, tweet out a few things, and Gina's in there weeks
they
before.
Stroll right in, and I've been working my butt off, but it's okay.
Where you been, Carlisle?
That's why I love Gina, and a lot of people don't realize this, but as the drummer, the heartbeat, the soul of any band.
Yeah.
Because a good drummer, it can make a band average, but a great drummer can make an average band great.
That's right.
But Gina says...
I agree with you. I mean, it's like everyone can make mistakes, but if the drummer makes a mistake, boy, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You throw everything off.
My dad's a keyboard player, and he used to say that a drummer should be... This sounds weird, but a drummer should be felt and not heard, if that makes any sense.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Because really, really, what my job is I'm just basically, I'm a timekeeper, you know? And
a metronome.
You have to be able to feel that pulse and feel that energy and feel that beat in order to keep you in line.
Well, you do a great job of it for the band, and I'm sure for anybody else who would want you to play drums for them. But I have to ask you, as in a girl band, I know, how are things getting, everybody getting along now? I mean, have we... put everything aside.
Oh my God! Are you kidding? We really get along great. We've been together for such a long time. It's insane, and the band gets along better than ever because we've all grown up together, and now we're kind of adults. And I think we're in a better place than ever.
And nobody really cares at
this
point, right?
We've been talking about the fact when you get older. Excuse me, and you can bleep this out, but you just don't give a shit. It's like, what? You don't like my hair? Get over it. Jeez, Jane, come on.
Oh, we're way over all that stuff. As a matter of fact, now we help each other with our clothes and our hair and our
hot
makeup
flashes.
And
right.
we're so old, our hands are not steady anymore. You know, we're shaking.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.